Newberry's news, counting to three, and more tournament history. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. It's been 24 years since Newberry had beaten St. Ignace in a girls' basketball game, but the Indians did just that 2 weeks ago, toppling the Saints and clinching the Straits Area Conference Championship. Newberry takes a 19-1 record into district play and are led by junior guard Taylor Bryant, who hit the 1,000-point mark in her career last week and had these comments from MHSAA Network affiliate Radio Eagle in Newberry.
Yeah, I couldn't have got there without my team, though, without their support, without them feeding me the ball, with me giving it back to them. It's just been, it's great.
And the sounds of UP Power may well be heard loudly, as Newberry in Class D and St. Ignace or Calumet in Class C may well make a run across the Mackinac Bridge to the Breslin Center. Our Michigan Army National Guard performer is Caledonia's Brittany Schenke, who claimed a regional bowling title last week, less than a year after accidentally severing the tips of two of her fingers. You can read more about it on the second half page of the MHSAA website. And our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to the wrestling team at New Lothrop High School, which won its third straight MHSAA team title last weekend at Mount Pleasant, and to Royal Oak High School, which claimed a share of the Oakland Activities Association White Division Ice Hockey Crown last weekend, a school first. Snacking before a practice or a game can energize a workout. A pre-exercise snack can help settle your stomach and fuel your muscles. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
The Michigan Army National Guard is looking for high school juniors and seniors to help serve their community, state, and country. Guard members train as little as 1 week in a month and 2 weeks in the summer. Guard members can receive benefits to attend college full-time, covering the cost of tuition, books, and fees at most Michigan schools, plus great monthly pay. To learn more, text MyGuard, that's M-I-G-U-A-R-D, to 95577. Again, MyGuard to 95577. The Michigan Army National Guard is a proud supporter of the MHSAA.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment will help you better understand the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
It's hard to go to a basketball game and not sit near other fans who are yelling about the officials not calling 3 seconds. The 3-second rule is one of the most misunderstood rules in the game of basketball. The purpose and philosophy of the rule is to not allow a player who is significantly taller than his or her opponent to camp out in the middle of the lane and create an unfair advantage. The 3-second count is in effect whenever an offensive player has at least 1 foot in the lane when their team is in possession of the ball. That count stops as soon as a try is attempted or a try is imminent. Keep this in mind at your next game you attend.
Thanks, Mark. You can be a referee. Go online now to MHSAA.com to register. As we begin basketball tournament play this week, let's take a look back at 40 years ago and 60 years ago to remember some one-of-a-kind March Magic performances. In 1976, Marquette became the only Class A school from the Upper Peninsula to win an MHSAA girls basketball championship. Coach Barb Krill's squad averaged over 80 points per game during the regular season and avenged a semifinal loss from the year before to Farmington Hills Mercy 68-41 in the finals. Shelly Chapman led the Redettes with 23 points that day. 20 years earlier, 1956, three of the four boys' basketball titles were claimed by Upper Peninsula schools, something which hasn't occurred since. A bank shot by marvelous Mel Peterson on the first possession of sudden death overtime gave Stevenson a 73-71 win over Detroit St. Andrew in Class B. In those days, sudden death took place after one overtime period. The rule was changed the following year. Peterson scored a finals game record 35 points that day. In Class C, Jack Kivimaki sank three free throws in the final 30 seconds to lead Crystal Falls to a 71-69 win over Berrien Springs. Glenn Weston paced the winners with 27 points. And a legend was growing in Class D as Chassel scored 18 unanswered points in the final 3:47 of the game, still the largest game-ending rally in finals history to defeat Portland St. Patrick 71-68. The 14 wins to end the season became the base of what is still the state's longest winning streak in boys basketball, 65 games. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.